That is time to check in again on Business News with Anand Zaki.
Thank you, Ingrid Atamadie. The housing market is showing signs of improving, but investors remain wary. CoreLogic's monthly report shows national prices fell 0.7% in May over April and just over 10% for the year. The national average house value fell to about $922,000. Head of research Nick Goodall says the property dip may be moderating, with expectations interest rates are near the top. However, he says investor interest is subdued.
Investors are still facing a very difficult market. High interest rates and the inability to write off their interest deductibility is still holding some investors back. Not much capital growth expected in the future. They're also now questioning the profitability of owning that property in the short term. So, yeah, some investors might be waiting and seeing what happens in the election, hoping that maybe National win the election and there might be some more favourable policies.
Credit reporting firm Centrix says households look to be managing their debts, but the pressure is now going on businesses. Its April monthly report shows a drop in the number of households behind in payments and falling demand for credit. But Centrix Managing Director Keith McLaughlin says business credit defaults are up 13% on a year ago and liquidations are up 31%.
Businesses are struggling more so than they have in the past. I think across the board, arrears in businesses have climbed, and I think that's, again, a consequence of the discretionary spending slowing down, and that's having an impact on cash flow in businesses. So whilst people are not spending as much, businesses aren't enjoying as much cash coming across the counter as they perhaps have in the past.
Keith McLaughlin of Centrix. Business sentiment is at its best level in 18 months, still strongly negative, but suggesting there may be more strength in the economy than the Reserve Bank is expecting. ANZ Bank's May survey improved 13 points, with a net 31% expecting the economy to get worse, while the more closely followed own activity measure also less negative at 4.5% pessimism. ANZ Chief Economist Sharon Zollner says business confidence is better, but concerns about ongoing inflation could see the Reserve Bank lift the official cash rate one more time.
In the Reserve Bank monetary policy statement, they essentially told a story where the economy is rolling over very quickly. That story only holds together, of course, if activity indicators weaken and the labour market in particular eases substantially. But certainly there weren't too many signs of rolling over in this data.
Sharon Zollner says businesses continue to see inflation pressures with rising costs and wages. State disaster insurer Tokatū Ake EQC has used a novel piece of funding, catastrophe bonds, to increase its reinsurance cover for future events. It's increased its cover to a record $8.2 billion from $7.4 billion. For the first time, it's part-funded through an issue of $225 million worth of catastrophe bonds through a company it's set up in Singapore to manage the issue. Chief Executive Tina Mitchell says the bonds attract a different range of investors and give flexibility and diversity in financing.
It's more direct, I guess. We are still getting a reinsurance contract from that intermediary company, but and it's also so the difference is you get it for, you can get it up for a longer period. So we've got it for 4 years. It's a different set of investors to our normal traditional reinsurance. So we've actually designed it for all five of the perils that we cover, not just earthquakes.
That's Tina Mitchell from Tokatū Ake EQC. Well, quick look at the markets. Wall Street's main indices all down ahead of that US debt ceiling vote. New Zealand dollar 60.1, US cents 92.5 Australian. Brent crude oil is at $72.58 a barrel, and gold up slightly to $1,984 US dollars an ounce. Back with updated numbers around 8:30.